Hey, everybody, this is Brother Len Paxton, and welcome to a Right Now Word from God today. If you'll have your Bibles there with you, turn with me to Colossians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, and the Bible says this: Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Here we see three statements made by the great apostle. We see dead with Christ, risen with Christ, and hidden with Christ. Oh, hallelujah. That describes the believer's experience. First of all, in chapter 3, verse 3, we are dead with Christ, and that gives us great peace. Secondly, in the first verse, we are risen with Christ, and that gives the believer great power. So we have great peace, and we have great power as believers. And lastly, we are hidden with Christ, chapter 3, verse 3, and that gives the believer a great preservation. So we have peace, power, and preservation in Christ. A dead man is beyond judgment, for Christ is beyond judgment. Hence, the believer has a peace that nothing, beloved, nothing, absolutely nothing can destroy. Hallelujah. Resurrection means power and victory. Paul's arguments in these passages are, what have ordinances to do with people who died with Christ? That's his first argument. And how can they possibly find a place in the realm into which those are brought who are risen with Christ? You follow what's being said here. Those who believe the great fact of the union of the members with the head and the perfection and nourishment furnished them by the head do not set their affections on things on the earth, i.e., on ordinances or sacraments and all the religious rites of man's interventions. But they set their affections on things above, where none of these things have any meaning, and where they could not exist or even be practiced. Those who died with Christ are justified in him, and consequently, they need no ordinances to add to that justification. I want you to hear that. It seems like today in the church, so many are just determined that you and I are going to live by law. But beloved, we have no need of ordination, of ordinances to add to our justification. Our justification is divine, infinite, and complete. And those who are risen with Christ are sanctified in him, and they need no ordinances to perfect their sanctification. Sanctification is also divine, infinite, and perfect. In fact, made possible by the cross. The short phrase, for you are dead, characterizes the Christian experience possibly better than anything that could be said. The Lord does not rehabilitate people. The Lord does not try to improve upon the old man. The Lord does not engage in moral evolution. In Christ, and we speak of his crucifixion, the believer has died. Concerning this very thing, Paul also stated, "For he who is dead is freed from the domination by the sin nature," and you can read Romans chapter 6 and verse 7. Now that a person is dead to the old life, which means he is not what he once was, old things have passed away, and all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The apostle also said, "Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him," Romans 6 and 8. We died with Christ in order that we might live with Christ, which speaks of the newness of life, Romans 6, 4. All of this was done at the cross. The believer gains all the victory there won by Christ by simply exhibiting faith in Christ and the atonement. This is the only way. Hear me now, this is the only way that the individual can have perpetual victory over sin, meaning that the sin nature no longer dominates the individual, Romans 6:14. He has to trust what Christ did at the cross and continue to trust what Christ did at the cross, which the Holy Spirit demands. And I really want you to read the sixth chapter of the book of Romans, verses 1 through 14 in particular, beloved. The believer's ignorance is the source of Satan's successful operation in the believer's heart and life. In other words, if the believer doesn't know and doesn't understand how sanctification is brought about, which refers to the cross, Satan, to be sure, takes advantage of that not understanding. At this moment, the far greater majority of believers, and we speak of the entirety of the world, are not walking in victory, but rather in defeat. However, each and every one of these believers can walk in total and complete victory, but first they must know and understand how victory is obtained, which can only be done by and through the cross. Heavenly Father, thank you for this few moments with the people today. Thank you, God, for the revelation of what Jesus did for us at Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for expository teaching and preaching upon the cross. Father God, drive it to our hearts right now as arrows of deliverance. Set us free, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody would say, amen and amen.